Next, we'll do the bass chord. To start this, we need the correct right hand position. To do this, it's very similar to the position you might use if you were hitchhiking. Your thumb should be to the left of your fingers. Each finger should be curved. And if you look down over the top, you'd see a small triangle between your thumb, the index finger, and the strings. We will start by doing what's called the rest stroke with the thumb. The rest stroke is as follows. We hit a note, we follow through and stop or rest on the next lower string. Let's try the fourth string. Ready, begin. Rest stroke, stop and rest on the third. Now let's do a series of rest strokes, each one beat and playing the fourth string only. One, two, three, four. 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 When you use the thumb to strum chords, it is called a sweep. That's what you've been doing so far. All of this is on page 28 of the text. A bass sweep would be a bass on beat 1, a sweep on beat 2, a bass on sweep beat 3, and a sweep on beat 4. Each event getting one beat. Let's try this with a D chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bass, sweep, bass, sweep, bass, sweep, bass, sweep, bass, sweep, bass, sweep. Bass, sweep, bass, sweep, bass, sweep, bass, sweep. Try and get all of the notes to sound clearly. When we do the sweep, after we've hit the bass, we would then follow through for the sweep on the first three strings. Now, it changes bass note as you change chords. For A7, for example, we'd use our fifth string. There's a chart on page 19 of the text covering which notes to use with which chords. Let's try a couple measures of A7. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bass, sweep, bass, sweep, bass, sweep.